News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, as new Ireland manager Mick McCarthy learned his Euro 2020 qualifying group fate, our next guest is going to be leading the fortunes of Ireland's under-21s before taking on that senior job at the conclusion of the 2020 campaign. I'm delighted to say Stephen Kenny, the Ireland's under-21 boss and future senior manager, joins us now. Stephen, first of all, congratulations on your appointment. You must be pretty happy how the year has gone, what with Dundalk winning the double and now your appointment.
Yeah, thanks very much, Shane. Yeah, it was just an incredible year, really. Because mid-season ourselves in Cork City were pretty neck and neck.
It was very tight,
point
yeah.
in it, so to win it as convincingly as we did, and then the great finale score, you know, 30 odd thousand in the Aviva to get to Patrick McElhinney's goal to win the cup like that. And obviously, subsequently, the last couple of weeks, so it's been a very busy period.
It's been a great year for you. Now, I do want to talk to you about Irish football and where it goes and how and the League of Ireland. But look, let's just get to there has been some of the criticism. I have to say, I don't agree with the criticism myself of this plan. That you know, the short term plan with Mick McCarthy and then the longer term plan with you coming in afterwards. But there has been some criticism of it. For example, some people saying, "Oh, what will happen? For example, if Ireland has a brilliant Euros campaign." Your reaction to that criticism, does it irritate you? How do you feel about it?
No, it doesn't irritate me at all. It's, you know, people, you know, we live in a democratic society. People are entitled to their opinion, and you know, it's all about, you know, you're never going to get everyone singing from the same hymn sheet. Everyone has alternative opinions. So, no, I think obviously the draw for the Euros is yesterday, and if we do have a good European Championships, that's great for Irish football. That's the way I view it. Mm. Honestly, as I view, that's not my job now. My job is to focus on the under 21 team, the under 19s, 18s, 17s, and get the next generation of Irish players, and to help nurture, develop them, and helping with all of the other coaches collectively to inspire them to be involved in the first team and get them ready.
So are you just turning basically a deaf ear to all that stuff? You're just getting on with your job, you'll take over the Ireland job in 2020, but right now you're just concentrating on what you're doing.
Well, I really am. I think I wasn't at the draw yesterday because it's not my place. That's Mick as the manager. My concern now is the under 21 draw in Neon, which is on the 11th of December, and we'll have a campaign then, under 21 campaign, and the under 19s and under 17s are doing very well also. In the under 17s qualified for the European Championships, the under 19s are in the elite
results,
phase.
Yeah.
So it's about getting the next generation now ready, really. And in the meantime, myself gives myself an opportunity to prepare for that period, and you know I won't waste time doing that.
Okay, no, I'm sure you won't. By the way, have you had a chance to sit down with Mick McCarthy yet and have dinner with him and just have a chat about the future?
Yeah, we've had dinner, but we haven't had any real serious discussions. You know, it was informal dinner because we don't know each other.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's we obviously people only speak. Everyone only has good things to say about him, you know.
He seems like an easy guy to get on with, and obviously it is important that the senior manager and the under 21 manager have a good working relationship.
Yeah. I think that won't be a problem at all. You know, I think, and all of the staff. I think there's a collective effort. The technical director, Rio Doctor, very much involved in the whole process, and certainly. Looking forward to just getting started work, really.
Yeah, let's talk about the next couple of years. I'm kind of curious about how you see the role, because a lot of people argue, Niall Quinn, I think, made a really good point. He said, look, what we need a coach of football in Ireland as opposed to just the Ireland manager or the Ireland coach. Do you see yourself as being that coach of football? I know we have a very good technical director in Rude Doctor as well. We have an Ireland manager. Is that your job, to coach football in Ireland, or is it very much just under 21 and looking at the structures underneath that?
Well, I think there is a broader vision. I think without doubt there is a broader vision that, you know, we want, and I'm not going to claim credit for that. It's not my vision. It's a collective vision, really, with the all of the coaches in from 15 to 19s, and Rude Doctor, the technical director, and myself, like, you know, the 15s, 16s, 17s, 18s and 19s are all going to be structured in a similar vein, and the under 21s, and eventually the first team as well. That's the picture. And I think you know, skill must triumph over, you know, physical qualities. That's what I believe. Yeah. I believe that
your teams play football.
Well, I think all we must encourage skill. We must encourage skillful players to really develop. We must encourage them to express themselves, fulfil their potential, and that has to be right throughout all of the teams and culminating in the first team. That's the vision, and that's what you want, and that's what I think that's what people connect with. Everyone wants to come to the Aviva Stadium, look forward to going, seeing a team really passing the ball, opening up, and controlling a game, and certainly, you know, I think there has been a lot of discussion about we don't have players playing at the real elite European clubs now, but we can take in like teams in the draw yesterday that were paired against Switzerland and Denmark, who've both been absolutely excellent for a long time now. They don't have players from the real top elite clubs either. They do have some, obviously Christian Eriksen has been well documented,
but in the main
they have players playing with good European clubs, you know, good right throughout Europe,
yeah,
you know, at a good standard, but probably not the elite.
I'm curious because it's clear, you know, the old route, you look at, you know, Giles, Brady, Stapleton, Whelan, Robbie Keane, Damien Duff, they all went through, you know, they went over to England early, they went to big clubs and they developed. That kind of method of developing players is not completely gone, but it's very difficult because clubs are trawling the world now. Does the League of Ireland have a role now to play in developing players up to a certain age and then maybe the cream then going to not just to England but to leagues across
Europe? There has been a dramatic turn really even in recent history.
Yeah, yeah.
Never going back to, don't mind Liam Brady and that era, the modern era, like John O'Shea, Robbie Keane, Damien Duff, Shea Given, Richard Dunne, they all went at 15 and they all became you know, really top European players and players that excelled in the World Cup, but we're not seeing players doing that now.
Yeah.
And that era, we can say it's gone, but it's becoming a lot less and less.
So the League of Ireland clubs need to step in.
Well, I think the majority of the squad, or a high percentage of the squad now, are players who've come from the league now.
James McLean, Seamus Coleman.
McLean, Shane Long. Going back to Wesley Houlihan, and all of those players have come through the league. And certainly, it's a high percentage of players now come through the league. And that's going to become more of a future, really, without doubt, because the English academies are becoming global academies with people from all corners of the world.
Yeah.
And I think we cannot rely on that. We must be sustainable ourselves. We must be responsible for our own development, and we must take responsibility for that and make it work.
How do you do that at the moment? Because I go to League of Ireland matches every week. I think the standard has improved dramatically. I think there's a lot of teams, actually. I go to Bowes every Friday night. They play football. Your team played football. Can we get to that point? I know there's structural changes as well, linking up with schoolboy clubs. Can we get to that point where we are producing those players that can, at maybe 21, 22, go to the French league or the Belgian league or the German league, and as well as English football?
Yeah, and I think, you know, there has to be obviously a lot of changes at that level. You know, we're in Dundalk, for example, obviously Dundalk this year seeded in the Champions League for the first time ever, seeded in the Europa League, if they get knocked out at some stage, you know, so they have a good chance of getting into Europa League again this season. A lot of, you want to be at that standard, but there is a connection now, obviously, with the technical development plan for obviously 13s, 15s, 17s and 19s with all the League of Ireland clubs. Now, that's still not enough. There has to be, it should be at every age. And, you know, I think strides have been made. Obviously, more need to be made. And I think nobody thinks that we're perfect. We're far from it. But I do think there is a determination to improve and a real desire to do that. And certainly through the international teams, at 15, 16, 17, 18s and 19s and into the 21s, you know, we want to produce players that can play in the senior international team.
Okay, just very finally before we let you go, you're under 21 manager and then in a couple of years time as senior manager, can you envisage capping players who are in League of Ireland clubs? Because traditionally it's kind of been right as soon as they move to England then they get capped, but rarely when they're League of Ireland players. Do you see that changing?
Yeah, well, I think first of all, as under 21 manager, I will, you know, there's a lot of good players that are well capable of getting into my squad for the campaign as under 21 manager. I think we've seen, obviously, Martin O'Neill cap Graham Bourke this year. You know, Shawnee McGuire, as you say, just moved. Daryl Horgan and
After
Andy Boyle just moved. You know, but these are all, you know, I think there are a lot, there's a lot of talent throughout the country, a lot of talent and fewer players emerging from Dublin, in fact. You know, fewer players emerging from Dublin. A lot of players from right around the counties throughout Ireland. And it really is a national team.
You see yourself capping League of Ireland players in the future?
Yeah. If they're Irish and they're playing to the required standard, you know, I don't see an issue.